the springs. And here are the springs.
So, what's here exactly?
This is, in fact, one of the places where we can best see the water from the chalk layer rising to the surface. If you look closer, you can see little funnels sending up small particles from the bottom of the water. They are called the whirlpools around here.
So, this place is called the springs because an underground body of water rises here and feeds the springs. How does that happen? And why is it called the chalk layer?
Well, when the ground is porous and permeable, rainwater soaks through it until it reaches a layer of impermeable rock below. It fills the permeable layer until a diffused body of water is formed. Do you follow?
So far so good, I think. In this case, the underground water doesn't form large compact quantities of water, like lakes or ponds, but rather a mass of water, which gently circulates under the ground in the permeable rock. Is that it? It's a bit like a sponge.
Exactly. The porous rock where the water accumulates is like a sponge. And so, where the surface of the underground water is close to the geographically low-lying point, such as a valley or the bottom of a deep stretch of water, it rises. In situations like this, it forms springs, feeds into rivers, etc.
Is the water very deep here?
Yes, it is quite deep. And that's why, well before the creation of the reserve, this area was used as a diving pool. There is still a springboard a little further on the right. The water was over 5 meters deep in places, and the water is very clear and clean.
A diving pool in the middle of the countryside? That's pretty original. But come back to the chalk layer. Why is it called that?
Picardy and northern France, on the whole, lie in a very chalky sedimentary subsoil.
Say no more. I've got it. The body of water is concentrated in the limestone or chalk.
Absolutely. The exchanges between the surface water and the water held in the porous rocky layer take place very easily through rapid infiltration. But this actually poses a major problem.
What would it be?
Since chalk is very permeable, the water held in it is extremely liable to agricultural and industrial pollution. However, this water table is also Picardy's main drinking water resource.
We must do everything we can to preserve the water table from pollution.
Of course. Agriculture and industry policies aim increasingly to reduce these types of pollution as much as possible. Come on, let me take you a little further on to a place that I'm especially fond of.